Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, March 5th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. Birthdays. Born this day in 1836, famed Texas Ranger and cattleman Charles Goodnight. From KACV, Public TV in Amarillo.
Well, for those who aren't familiar with Charles Goodnight, they probably are familiar with Lonesome Dove, written by Larry McMurtry, of course, which is a telling of Charles Goodnight's early years. A lot of people know that he and Oliver Loving, his partner, founded the Goodnight Loving Cattle Trail.
The Woodrow Call character from Lonesome Dove is modeled on Goodnight. Born March 5th, 1908, actor Rex Harrison. From My Fair Lady.
Why can't a woman be more like a man?
I beg your pardon?
Yes, why can't a woman be more like a man? Men are so honest, so thoroughly square, eternally noble, historically fair. But when you win, we'll always give your back a pat. But why can't a woman be like that?
On this day in history in 1770, one of the major incidents that led to the Revolutionary War, the Boston Massacre, from the History Channel.
Okay, it's March 5th, 1770. Tensions are boiling over between the people of Boston and the 2,000 British troops who have been occupying the town since 1768.
Five people in the mob, including a free black named Crispus Attucks, are killed by the soldiers' fire.
Number one on the charts in 1943, trumpeter Harry James and his band, Helen Forrest, on the vocals with I've Heard That Song Before.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how it seems. Recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center on Highway 69 in Greenville, east of I-30, the Greenville Home and Garden Show is the best place to be to learn about new home products, project how-tos, and gardening. Businesses from landscaping to home decorating show you their finest products and services, and many will have show-only discounts. Admission is free, and vendor space is $25. Sponsored by Keep Greenville Beautiful, the Greenville Home and Garden Show this Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center on Highway 69 East. For more, see events at ketr.org. Also this Saturday morning from 10 to 11 at Cooper Lake State Park, learn the basics of camp-out cooking in the Dutch oven. The program includes a bit of history about cast iron and the Dutch oven and maybe a recipe or two. Be sure to bring a plate and a spoon to enjoy a taste. It'll be at Honey Creek Amphitheater in the beautiful South Sulphur Unit of Cooper Lake State Park. A program on Dutch oven campfire cooking from 10 to 11 this Saturday morning. Again, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, the aim of education should be to teach the child to think, not what to think. And this comes from John Dewey, the educational reformer, who was controversial in his day, and I guess still is to some extent. But the aim of education should be to teach the child to think, not what to think. Blake, we have talked before when we visited about the UIL realignment, and now we know how that came out. So what do you think?
Well, we're satisfied with it, John, honestly. I guess when I was a younger coach, teacher, we'd all get worked up about which district we're going in. As you get older and a little wiser, you realize it doesn't do a whole lot of good to worry about it because it is what it is. We're pleased. The travel is really pretty good for the most part with all of our with the two districts, the football district and right now just basketball. And if tradition holds true, that'll be for everything else. Mm-hmm. We went ahead and zoned out our junior high athletics when we met last week. So we're excited. We're a good bunch of superintendents, schools that we already play. We're already around each other. We get along great. So I think it's going to be a good match.
Mm-hmm. Now you say zoned out your middle school districts. How do you mean?
Well, for like basketball competitions, those kind of things. What we'll do, and it'll be for UIL academics at the junior high level and middle school level, we'll actually have a north zone and a south zone.
I see.
And for example, our south zone, I believe, I'm trying to remember this, Caddo Mills, us, Farmersville, and Lone Oak will be the four on the south, what we'll call the south zone, mm-hmm. which will leave White, Wright, Van Alstine, Tom Bean, and Leonard in the north zone. And that'll just help for junior high kids traveling at night and getting back in a decent hour and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So that alignment of those particular schools, now that's for everything except football, basically.
Well, if tradition holds true, it will be. We won't actually know everything else until April. But for basketball and football, that's what these were alignments for. Yep. But again, a lot of times that's the way it'll pan out.
Now, in your football district, you have a couple of private schools, don't you?
Well, they're charter schools. In fact, one of the teams, Dallas Life, is who our boys' basketball team played in the basketball playoffs. They beat us. Now, the interesting thing about their basketball team, they had three kids that were on a 5A team last year, mm-hmm. transferred into the charter school. But because of the way the laws are written, if they were to come to Commerce and didn't live in our attendance zone, they'd have to sit out a year. But because it's a charter school, they're eligible immediately. And our kids played great, played hard. We didn't win the game. I'm proud our kids were back in the playoffs in basketball, boys basketball. But you know, you're a little bit of a disadvantage when you play those charter schools.
And the charter schools basically can recruit, can they not? And they can
as long as they anybody within the attendance zone of which they live. So for them, that's DISD. So anybody that lives within the DISD, they can go out and get.
They have not been all that strong in football. I must
not say. Strong in football. No. Mm-hmm. Now I was talking to the athletic director before our game. And he said that Red Oak Life, which is the other charter schools in our football district, they will have next year 400 seventh graders. And they expect next year, or in 2 years, to have 1,000 students in high school. Well, they'll move up in classification in 2 years, mm-hmm. because now that's a new rule that there is. So
we're talking with Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Schools, and right now we're talking about the recent UIL realignment. As far as your football district is concerned, you keep Caddo Mills and Sunnyvale, and those were really the only two schools in the football district that come over with you into the new district from the old district.
Correct, and of course it's Caddo Mills, us, Dallas Life, Oak Cliff, Red Oak Life, Scurry, Rosser, and Sunnyvale. And it's a 16 district. We'll have five district games, five non-district games. Non-district will be our traditional leading off with North Lamar. We'll be playing Bonham, Quinlan. Again, I'm saying this off memory. Edgewood and
Cooper.
No, Cooper did not want to play us.
Oh.
We asked if they wanted to. They said no, they didn't want to play us anymore. So that's our schedule. We're excited about it. I like it because of non-district. Melissa. That's the other team.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yes, but they're all close within 45 minutes. I like that, so hopefully it'll be easy for our fans to get to.
Okay, good. Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
You bet.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.